Hey everyone. So, a couple of years ago on my old YouTube channel, I made a video about this totally real, totally not fake at all couple called Squirmy and Grubbs that they've been on YouTube now for a number of years. And I guess you'd call it the premise of Squirmy and Grubbs is that it's this very attractive, able-bodied woman dating this fully paraplegic man by the name of Shane Burkhor, and that their relationship is based on, you know, the true merit of being attracted to the other person on the inside. It's not about looks or money or, you know, physical attraction. Anyway, so my thesis at the time was that Squirmy and Grubbs is nothing but a ruse to make money and go viral. Shane Burkhor, or whatever his name is, has accrued several suspiciously attractive girlfriends over the past 10 years. There's Hannah, the woman he's allegedly married to now, the one in all of his videos. Notice, by the way, how every time he gets a new girlfriend that's way over his head, he goes running to the media, or his handlers go running to the media, with the exact same story every single time. And that's the evidence that I pointed out in the video I did back in the day. What I didn't point out at the time is that there was actually another girlfriend entirely, an even hotter girl called Shannon, who, I mean, come on, this is like, you know, three hot girlfriends ago, you know, and, you know, it's not like this guy had a lot of money. It's not like he had much fame. The only fame he got was from shilling out these girlfriends. Like, it just didn't make sense. It was also obviously a ruse to make money. And each one of them would get bored after a couple of years. You know, they would decide they don't want to be in this business relationship. And if I'm being cynical, I think that Hannah, I don't know, she's committed to the bit, I guess. You know, maybe it's a boy who cried wolf situation. You know, maybe the first several girlfriends were fake. And maybe Hannah was a fake girlfriend when they met, but she decided maybe it's kind of like a Melania Trump situation where it is a sham, but it is still technically real in practicality. So, yeah, I don't even know what to say about it, really. But it did kind of get me thinking, okay? It got me thinking about attraction and the whole concept of unicorns. You know, a unicorn, for those of you who are not familiar with the term, it's a girl who's not like other girls, bro. She's special. She will look past you for your looks, for, you know, your lack of money, your lack of fame. She's like the one girl that's different to all the others. That's a unicorn. Now, I've always been very nuanced when it comes to, you know, the black pill and the red pill. I've always said that there's a little bit of truth to the red pill, and there's quite a bit of truth to the black pill. And I've always kind of just rolled my eyes at the more hardcore red pill types that think that every woman cheats. You know, every woman is monkey branching at all times. Like, it's an oversimplification. Now, what I will say is that while I reject some of the more kind of diehard, inflexible laws of, you know, red pillers and black pillers, one thing that I do think is very true, which is that love is conditional.
Love is conditional. We dream about unconditional love, and we look for it everywhere. We yearn for it. This notion of unconditional love, we think that somehow we will find a person who will love us for who we are. We think that this person will look into our soul and see the true version of who we are and love us for it, and love us without condition, without hesitation, love us completely. But this is an illusion, of course. It's no different from Santa Claus or the Easter Bunny. And just as it would be absurd to gallivant around the world looking for Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny, it's absurd to be thinking that the next person we meet might be that person who loves us unconditionally. All love is conditional.
Man, you've got to hand it to old Coach, don't you? He had some He had some good quotes. He had some very, very choice quotes. He talks about love in his video, but I'm not even talking about love. I'm talking about attraction. You see, attraction is also conditional. This might seem like sort of an unrelated point, sort of an unrelated topic, but I got a comment on a previous video I made. Someone said that they find me hard to watch. They find my content hard to listen to because I'm too much of a doomer, is what they said. And the irony of that comment is that I've never been more optimistic about my own life ever, right? Like the next 10, 15 years of my life, I've never been more optimistic about because I have about $500,000 in my account. And, you know, I'm in perfect health as far as, you know, being nearly 40 is concerned. And that's me at the moment, right? I'm just working part-time, you know, just in Australia, living a quiet life as I gear up to move overseas. You know, right now I'm trying to get my teaching English in a foreign language certificate because that's something I'm going to try and experience while I'm over there teaching English. So, yeah, I'm like really optimistic. Even if it doesn't go according to plan, it's still going to be an adventure. Anyway, so going back to what this video is about. So the first place I'm going to go to, it's probably not going to be the place that I actually live for any extended period of time because the visa situation is very difficult, but I plan to go back to Thailand for as long as I possibly can, as long as my visa will allow, because the girl that I met there, the one that I had like the most significant of my holiday flings with, you know, she's been nagging me to come back like nearly every day since I left. And we're going to go on like a little, she's going to take some time off from her job to come with me to Koh Samui and Koh Phangan. We're going to just, you know, go on a little tour of the islands there. So she wants to come with me and we're going to go on a little trip to the islands, right? And she knows it's just like a fling. She knows that there's nothing permanent. But I was thinking, right, when we were together last time, there was a look about her. I don't know how to put it into words, but those of you that have experienced this know exactly what I'm talking about. So even though she knows that I'm not looking to, you know, start a family or anything, you know, she knows I'm not available for anything long term. When we were together, it was very obvious to me that not only was there, you know, mutual attraction, that she, you know, that she was very attracted, but there was fondness, okay? There was a kind of fondness, like, you know, she thought it was so sweet that, you know, I waited like half an hour for her to finish work so we could go get dinner together and everything. You know, she would love bomb me by text and everything. It's not just attraction, but it's not quite love. It's more than attraction, but it's less than love. It's fondness, okay? She has a deep fondness. And coming from the kind of, you know, OnlyFans thottery that you get in the West, right? Like coming from what you get in the West, it's very nice. It's very, yeah, I'm very fond of it, you could say. But later I was thinking about it and I was thinking, yes, but that fondness is conditional. If I suddenly morphed into a 5'7" Thai guy, it would all disappear in the blink of an eye. It feels nice and it's very blue-pilling when you're experiencing it, you know, when you see that look in her eye of true attraction and, you know, you're getting love-bombed by text. It's very nice, but it's still conditional. And it's also mutual as well. Like, it goes both ways. Like, if she sent me a text, like, hey, so something I haven't quite told you about me, I used to be a boy, you know, which is a real possibility in Thailand, then one of my conditions would have been broken. So yeah, bottom line, all of us have conditions. Like one of the conditions that you have for me is that I produce videos that you enjoy listening to, at least occasionally. You know, we all set conditions for one another. Like, have you ever heard a girl say that she got the ick from a guy? Like, have you ever heard a girl say that? What she really means is that her initial attraction to a guy was interrupted by one of the unspoken conditions being broken. I remember a girlfriend I had when I was very young, maybe 18 or thereabouts, and she made a totally off-the-cuff, kind of, you know, unremarkable comment to me that she enjoys trolling people online and being a bully for no reason. Like, I don't remember the full context of the conversation, but she went off on a little bit of a tangent about bullying some guy that was already upset or something. Like, oh yeah, me and my guy friend were just like trying to make him cry or something. And I don't remember what it was, but the guy they were bullying didn't do anything. And I just remember like walking away at that exact moment. You know, I broke it off with her mentally, right? Like, I didn't say anything. And, you know, she was kind of hot. So in my mind, I'm thinking like, yeah, like, I'll wait for you to put out a few more times, you know? I'll pretend that I still like you, but mentally, I walked away because the condition that she'd be like a nice person, at least in my mind, had been broken. So we all do this. It's not a bad thing, and there's no such thing as unicorns. So all you can do is just try and find somebody or go somewhere where you meet someone's conditions and they meet yours.